Less than 2 years before she died, Catherine Houghton delivered the White Mountain School's commencement address. She talked about making the world a better and more peaceful place.
Conflict always starts with individuals, and so do negotiation and conciliation. Your skills as mediators and leaders will be needed out there in the world you are entering.
Head of school, Tim Breen.
Her persona was so clearly what she spoke about in the speech. She was a very gentle woman. She had strong opinions, which is a strength, but she was a very gentle woman and really worked to understand people, really engage with them.
This past January, she came back to the North Country for a trustees meeting at the White Mountain School in Bethlehem. The Novato-California resident had been with the Foreign Service, spoke 14 languages, was a pilot, and was admired for her charity work and gentle nature. After the trustees meeting, Houghton decided to spend an extra night in Littleton, says Breen.
She wanted to sing with the a cappella group the next night.
Then, she planned to take lessons in Maine on landing a ski-equipped plane. According to the newly released police affidavit, Houghton went to the lobby of the Hampton Inn about 8:45 because her TV remote wasn't working. 37-year-old Rodney Hill of West Danville, Vermont, was also staying there. He told a clerk he was escaping a divorce. Hill was also undergoing psychiatric treatment, and he was angry when he couldn't get his smartphone to send an email to his employer, according to the affidavit. Police said Hill later told them he was convinced the devil, who normally took the human form of his father, was stopping him. The affidavit says Hill claimed he then had a biblical experience. He decided that to protect his family, he had to kill the devil who might take the form of a human he didn't know. Police said the desk clerk told them she saw Hill tackle Houghton from behind while yelling something like, "How could you have done this?" The clerk called police, who found Houghton on the third floor, apparently trying to return to her room.
For PD, if you could escalate to the third floor, I believe you have a female victim of a stabbing.
A Littleton police officer said Houghton was covered in blood and had a deep cut on her throat, but her demeanor remained calm, and she sat down saying she was dizzy. She didn't know she'd been stabbed. She died later at the Littleton Regional Hospital. Other Littleton officers said they saw a man who was barefoot and had blood on his feet acting oddly in the parking lot. According to the court record, he told police he was being tested, and his Social Security number included the numbers 666. He said he was sorry he hurt the woman in the lobby, and she was innocent.
It was hard to believe that something like this could happen.
Tim Breen says news of Houghton's death stunned friends and family. Houghton, often called Kitty, was also interested in the arts, and the White Mountain School has decided to name a new arts center for her. It's scheduled to open early next year.
For me, what I love about it is that her example, the example that her life was, an example of intellectual curiosity and personal courage and compassion for others and a celebration of the arts, will be an example for students for the future. So we'll all be reminded of Kitty by that building on a daily basis, and that will be fabulous.
Hill is in Grafton County Jail, charged with second-degree murder. His public defender couldn't be reached for comment. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.